go straight to the phones here. Henry Ian Cusick is on the line. Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for coming on with us here. Desmond from Lost is on the air with us.
Amazing.
I'd have to say that you may very well be the first Scotsman we've ever had on the show that we can actually understand.
Already? Why? Who's the other Scotsman you had?
Well, we've had Scotsman on the air. Yeah, do you know a musician by the name of Paolo Nutini by chance?
Yes. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. He's Norwegian. Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you guys unload on us with these thick Scottish brogue, forget it. There's no deciphering what you're saying.
Really? His accent isn't that strong. I've heard him speak. It isn't that strong.
Well, yours.
You understand Desmond on the show, right?
I understand Desmond perfectly. In fact, I was going to ask, do you have a thicker Scottish accent? And they asked you to dial it down for the unsophisticated American ear.
You know, this is my natural accent when I'm speaking it now, which is, it's Scottish, but it's very slight. I don't know if you can.
Oh, I can make you out perfectly. Yeah.
No, but I mean, if you can tell that the distinguish between this accent and the accent that I use for Desmond. For Desmond, I kind of, I thicken it a little bit. Not much, but ever so slightly.
Oddly enough, you do not sound like Desmond here on the phone.
Right. Right,
right. Because when I speak like Desmond, I thought we were like that. Do you know what I mean, brother?
Brother.
You said brother.
There you go.
Now there's the
side. I say brother. Everyone goes, all right.
Was that you who worked that into your character, or was that scripted? The occasional brother.
That was scripted. It was, and I think they just did it as an Americanism. You know, a lot of Americans say brother, and it's especially in Hawaii, people say bra a lot.
Uh-huh.
And but for some reason, saying brother in a Scottish accent just stood out, and people went, "Oh my God!" And it became a catchphrase. So.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very natural. Desmond now obviously has become such a pivotal character in the series Lost here at the end, and at the beginning, it seemed like you could have had just a short spurt on the show. Did you realize all along? Be cool, my day is coming.
No, but I sort of dreamt it. I sort of visualized it. When I first got the gig, it was three episodes, and I was living in London, and they said come to Hawaii and for a three-episode arc, and that was it. And then when I got there, I thought this is probably. I looked around, I thought this is, to get this job full time would be like the coolest job ever.
Yeah, really.
And I just kind of visualized that. I just thought, you know, I really would love to do that. And, you know, just did the best that I could. And then I met Carlton later on. He said, how would you feel about moving to Hawaii? And I was like, this is just a dream job. It's like, it really is hitting the jackpot, you know.
Are you in Hawaii right now?
It's this with this line, you would think, right?
Yeah,
I'm in LA.
Oh, really? It does sound a little like you're a long ways away.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Sounds all the more exotic than Los Angeles. So, just this morning I was watching, I don't know if they just posted these, but I caught wind of some of the audition tapes from the original characters
yesterday.
Evangeline Lilly and
oh, really?
Matthew
wow.
Fox. It's interesting to watch their interpretation of these characters when they're trying out for them. Did you have to do a formal audition?
You know, I did it myself. I didn't go into a room, and I know April Webster, cast everyone, but I did it myself. I was in London, and I got my friend Robbie to tape me, and I sent my audition off, but I still have my audition.
I've read interviews now with many of the characters who were killed off earlier, who were killed off at some point during the six-season run of Lost, and 201, they all were devastated when their number was up. Is that because in serial television, to have your character off is like being in the real world, being fired or being laid off?
Yes, yeah, I know that when they phoned me up and they said, you know, we don't really need you for season six, we only need you for seven episodes, I was kind of, what, you don't need me, are you kidding? And they said, yeah, we only need you for seven episodes, but we'll give you a really cool storyline. So I'm guessing to be told that we don't need your character anymore, yeah, it's the death of a character, you know, it can be very, and it means you're moving away from Hawaii and you've invested in the show, and you're no longer part of it. It's going to be really, be quite devastating.
So we're getting to experience the final episode of Lost this weekend. As they say on ABC, it's the television event of a decade.
It is.
And that's saying something, because the decade has just gotten started. So it's downhill from here. It's a steep decline.
Right.
But you guys wrapped up weeks, months ago.
I'd say weeks. There were little things we had to finish off, like ADR, and there was a couple of reshoots and stuff. So yeah, that's 2 weeks. But yeah, I've been living with the ending. I've known the ending for a while now. Yeah.
So you've already had your big tearful goodbyes with the rest of the cast and the goodbye parties and the wrap parties and stuff like that?
Yeah, we've partied and we've said goodbye. In saying that, you know, we're still meeting up with each other. You know, I saw everyone last Thursday at a UCLA event, and I'm going to see everyone on Sunday, this Sunday. Just, you know, so it's one of those, it's a very long and drawn-out goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're still meeting up with the rest of the cast in 20 years, will that be a good thing or somewhat depressing?
If it's just socially, then I think that's a good thing.
No, I mean like you're getting together for like a Star Trek reunion type thing.
Right.
Okay. Enough said.
You never know in this business, right? I mean, you know, someone says in 10 years' time, would you like to do a film of Lost, and you hadn't worked for? You know,
that's got to happen.
Know. I mean, you know, I mean, I love playing the character of Desmond. I love being part of this show, but I would hope to be able to move on to other projects and go on from there.
All right, so a common question that must be asked of you is, are all the questions we have answered in the final episode?
You know, there's so many questions that I don't even think everyone knows what the questions are, and everyone's got different questions. So I think Damon and Carlton have said categorically that not every single question can or will be answered. I think from knowing the ending and having lived with it for a while now, I think the best way to approach the finale is just to let it go, to watch the show, enjoy it, let it sink in, let it soak over you. And yeah, you will have debates and arguments and with whoever about what you take from it, but it'll certainly stay with you for a while. And ultimately, it's the bigger questions and the bigger themes that will stay and resonate. And yeah, I think that's probably the best way to look at the show.
All right, so my concern is that some of the questions that I have may have already been addressed at some point, and I somehow missed it. For instance, I mean, a big part of your character's early run in the show was being in the hatch and pushing the button every 100, was it 180 minutes?
108 minutes, every 108.
108 minutes. Did we ever get clear as to why you were doing that?
It was a release. There was a buildup of electromagnetic, whatever. And every 108, I would press it, and it would sort of have a release rather than it building up to an explosion.
And then the Dharma Initiative, has that ever been made clear exactly what their role was with the island?
I think they were just, the Dharma Initiative were sort of forward-looking group of people who came together looking for a different experience in life.
So they weren't as creepy as they were made out to be.
What's creepy about jumpsuits?
Yeah, jumpsuits.
I think there was no other sort of were they meant to be creepy? I mean, I think they started off in one way and went another with when Ben Linus sort of took over. But I think initially it was a good thing.
Okay, well, yeah, whenever they showed up, I got kind of a creeped out feeling. Just being in that bunker down there and the bunker was all part of the Dharma Initiative, wasn't it?
Yeah, these were all experimental stations that were built by the Dharma Initiative. And it was just research on the island and the strange qualities of the island.
Do you already have another gig lined up?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes, open to all offers, yes.
Very nice. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time with us here this morning. Congratulations on your run with the show, on being such a huge part of this final season.
Really?
And let's just all agree that the best episode so far, we don't know about the finale, but the best episode so far this season was that one that was entirely focused on your character, Desmond.
Thank you. That was very kind. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I really hope you enjoy the finale. You know?
Thank you very much. And one quick brother before you take off.
Absolutely, brother.
There's the Desmond we know. Hey, thanks. We wish you well, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
And likewise,